In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday today, the 10th day of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin today with a little corporate compare and contrast. The companies in question are Apple, Volvo and its Chinese parent company, and the Ford Motor Company. We've only got a half an hour to do the program today, so I'm going to give you the answer to the obvious question, which is, Kai, what are you talking about? So look, here's the thing. All three of those companies make things, and all three of them, directly or indirectly, have been the target of trade policies threatened by the United States. President Trump said on Twitter this weekend that it'll be too bad if iPhones cost more if he imposes tariffs on Chinese imports, iPhones, of course, being made in China. And he's threatened automobile tariffs more times than you can count, which gets us to this. Volvo, which does make a couple of models in China, has canceled a planned initial public offering, citing those tariff clouds. And Ford, which makes a version of its Focus in China, reiterated it's no longer going to export its Chinese-made cars to the United States because, again, tariffs. So as companies make multi-billion dollar decisions based on words and threats from Washington now, Marketplace's Scott Tong elaborates on the global auto supply chain.
Ford used to make its Focus in Michigan. Now it's built in China, where most of the buyers are. Ford's plan was to export a small amount back to the States until the president imposed 25% tariffs on Chinese-made cars. China auto analyst Michael Dunn heads the firm ZozoGo.
Those folks will be subject to duties of 25%, which would make them price uncompetitive. So Ford has said, nope, let's drop the plans.
The president said this weekend that Ford would bring jobs back. But Ford countered, nope, they're staying in China, as are the Focuses. Separately, Volvo, in its stock IPO cancellation, cited tariffs against its cars made in China and elsewhere. The stock prices of many car makers may fall even more, says Syracuse economist Mary Lovely.
There is a question as to whether or not the market has built this into prices, and I would argue that they probably haven't.
She expects more tariffs against Mexico and Europe, followed by counter tariffs. She says a trade war would raise prices so much that some vehicles would have to come off the market.
$1,500 would be the minimum, up to over $4,000, depending on the model. That's a lot of money, and it's clearly going to influence not only which vehicle models people get to see, but the nature of competition.
And because the China market is the world's biggest for new cars, she fears new innovative cars there could be walled off from us. In fact, analyst Michael Dunn says the new business model may be to require one plant per car in Europe, Asia, and North America to evade tariffs.
It'd be much more efficient to have one plant and ship product from that plant globally, but that may not go. You may have to have a plant in each market, and that means being a lot less efficient.
Costs will go up, he says, and so will prices. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.